English One
一号英语，改变生活。
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey everybody, my name is John. Welcome to English One.
今天呢我们要看一个在中国经常发生的情况，就是咱们中国人很大方，很喜欢互相请客吃饭。
We foreigners, we like to
AA, 对吧？
Yeah, we like to pay separately.
嗯，那今天呢是两个人，他们为了到底谁买单，所以他们会 fight over the bill.
Yeah, sometimes this happens between us Americans or other Westerners.
我觉得是、就是来中国比较久的外国人，或者你想混得比较好的外国人，就是还是要入乡随俗嘛。
对，偶尔有这样的情况。
好，那先听对话吧。
Excuse me, can we get the bill, please?
Sure. Will this be all together or separate?
All together, please. Put it on this card.
Wait, this was supposed to be my treat. Here, I got it.
You paid last time, remember? It's my turn today. Hey, take this card.
Come on. You really helped me out with my project. I owe you big time. So I'm paying, okay?
It's not a big deal. You can pay next time.
But...
So, Jenny, did you notice how they ask for the bill?
他们说 Can we get the bill?
Right, can we get the bill?
中文我们就直接说小姐买单、就这样啊
对 bill、我发现 有一些外国人他们会说可以买单吗
可以给我买单吗或者这样就怪怪的因为英文里面你应该这样说 Can we get the bill?
Yeah, can we have the bill? Can we get the bill, please?、Or...The shortest way is to say, bill please.
啊，也可以的。
Check please.
好，那接下来呢，这个服务员问了一个，就是特别是对外国人来说很常见，对我们中国人有点匪夷所思的问题。
是什么？
他说，你们想要分开付还是一起付？
All right, so will this be all together or separate?
啊，那我们先来看看第一部分的问题。Will this be all together?
So all together means all the people's food is on one bill.
那这个呢我觉得在中国的一些餐厅比如你们很多人出去而且就是又有外国人又有中国人然后特别是你到一个吃西餐的地方有的时候服务员也会这样问你。
有可能。
因为他们可能经常碰到就是有些人他是想要拆开来付的对吧好那一起付就是 Will this be all together?
Right.
那如果分开付呢
Separate.
OK.
So sometimes we say separate checks.
所以你在要买单的时候你就可以跟他说 separate checks, please.
Yes.
对。好的。那这里呢碰到一个很大方的人。他说 All together, please.
他想请客是吧、
哎、
So he says, put it on this card.
所以他要刷卡。
对 put it on this card, 我们说。
Put it on this card, 就是我用这张卡的意思。
Yeah, put the charges on this card, 所有的这些费用。
好那他的朋友呢说哎这次应该是我请的然后他们就要开始搞了到底谁请客。
Yeah, so he doesn't say this should be 什么什么 He says this was supposed to be my treat
对啊中文我刚刚说的一般这样的情况我们就会说这次应该我请或者什么说好了是我请的那这里我们可以用 should 吗还是说这个 this should be my treat 是很不自然很奇怪的
If you say I should treat you or I should pay
这个很 Chinglish
这感觉不是很想请客、
oh,
这是我的义务
不是我的愿望但是是我的义务
Right, so you want to say I am supposed to treat you this time
就是我真的很心甘情愿这个的的确确应该我来请你是吧
Right So supposed to I was supposed to pay
那这个 supposed to 看来是很有用的一个词我们还能在其他什么样的情况底下用呢
Like, for example, this morning, I was supposed to help my friend move, but I forgot.
哎呦，什么样的朋友啊
and now he's mad at me.
所以本来我应该去帮我朋友搬家，但是我忘了。
对，所以他生气了。
嗯，好 ，was supposed to。还有就是，我经常会忘了付账单。I was supposed to pay my phone bill, but I forgot.
Yeah, so now I have to pay more.
China Mobile is calling me. 好，接下来呢，这个人还说到 ，Here, I got it. I got it.
Right, so I got it. It doesn't mean that he already pays. It means that he will pay.
就是他很下定决心一定要请客，所以直接用过去式，就好像
是我的。
对对对，已经请过了。
I got it.、
I got it. Okay. 好，那他的朋友怎么说呢
？You paid last time. Remember, it's my turn today.
哦、oh.
，So it's my turn to pay.
嗯，好 ，my turn 就是说今天轮到我。
对。
嗯。
但是这个 turn 是一个名词、right?
嗯，对
It's my turn today
对然后你如果比如打麻将你可以跟你旁边人 Your turn 他应该摸牌啊
hey, hey,
对就提醒他
Wake up, it's your turn
Your turn
Stop using your cell phone、It's your turn、
好那轮到我就是 my turn
Yeah, it's my turn
嗯，但是另外一个人又说了你帮了我大忙所以我一定要请你客那帮大忙我们这里怎么说的呢
So you really helped me out with my project
啊，所以这里的结构就是 help someone out with something
嗯，
或者也可以直接说 help someone out
Right
嗯，那我们举几个例子好啦
Like, for example, you really helped me out with my college application.
Oh, 帮你申请大学。
Yeah, I didn't know what to write for the essay.
嗯，所以我要请你课。比如说我最近学车，然后我就可以跟我的教练说 You really helped me out with my driving test.
跟你教练说？
嗯，对啊，他教我啊，然后他还帮我做了一点后面的动作，然后让我通过了。
Okay, you can say that, or you can say...you really helped me out today. My other friend didn't come, and you helped me move.
这样的例子都是帮人家搬家。你最近经常帮人家搬家吗？
有。
OK. 好，那他说我是欠了你很大的一个人情，对吧？这句话英文是怎么说的
？I owe you big time. So you can just say, I owe you.、I really owe you.
Owe 就是 O-W-E, 就是欠的意思。
对。
比如 U.S. owes China a lot of money.、
Yeah.
美国欠了咱们中国很多钱。那这里呢是欠了一个人情就是 I owe you. 然后他还加了一个 big time.
就是 I owe you a lot. I owe you big time.
很多很多。那这个 big time, 它的使用还是有一些局限性的。不是说所有讲 very much, a lot 的时候你都可以用 big time.
对。
嗯，经常用的还有什么？
You messed up big time.
就是你把一件事搞得很烂很烂。
Right, 也就是说 you screwed up big time.
犯了一个很大很大的错误。
嗯，
好，那他们两个反正到底谁付钱还搞搞搞搞了很久，那我们就不去关心了。我们现在还是再听一遍对话吧。
Excuse me, can we get the bill, please?
Sure. Will this be all together or separate?
All together, please. Put it on this card.
Wait, this was supposed to be my treat. Here, I got it.
You paid last time, remember? It's my turn today. Hey, take this card.
Come on. You really helped me out with my project. I owe you big time. So I'm paying, okay?
It's not a big deal. You can pay next time.
But...
So in today's lesson, the people are not doing separate checks. They're paying all together.
嗯，所以他们没有 AA 制。那 John 在英文里面 AA 制，你们就是说什么 pay separately 或者 get separate checks 吗？你们会不会说 Let's go AA or Let's go Dutch？
We never say let's go AA. You know, in the States, AA means Alcoholics Anonymous.
对，是一个组织，就是给那种 alcoholics 酒鬼去的一个组织。
对，
然后是就是大家都不能说名字的 anonymous 的，所以绝对没有什么我们 AA let's AA 的说法，是吧？
没有，没有。
那 go Dutch 你们会说吗
？Go Dutch, my mom says it.
所以就是比较过时的。
嗯，是的。
所以现在你们就会说。Let's split the bill.
Split the bill. Let's do separate checks.
这些都可以，只要不要说 AA 或者 Go Dutch 就行了。好，那今天我们的课就到这儿，下次再见。
好，再见。